You're about to enter the world of Michael Zavala. Now's your chance to turn back.
Okay, yes. Everybody.
This is MZ Now.
We're running behind today, and I didn't get a chance to get my Red Bull.
What?
I text Sarah, and I'm like, hey, will you buy me a Red Bull real quick before you before you get here? And she's like, oh, I was going to text you. I'm not going to be here or there.
Yeah, Sarah.
I texted last night about the party, and then I was, are you going
to go? Oh, yeah, you went to this party in the middle of nowhere.
No, it wasn't nowhere.
It was a country.
No, it's not. It's in the city. It's like right on like borderline.
You text me at 10:30.
And
you're like, hey, yeah.
No, I didn't.
You're like, hey, if you're not doing anything, I'm like, I'm watching Netflix.
At 9:30.
I'm in my pajamas.
Last night?
Yeah.
Pajamas.
Wow. Yeah.
Isn't all of Texas just country?
It is, pretty much. But this is even more country. This is over where I live.
Oh, my God.
Where's this at?
No, it's over there in Lancaster. That's not even country.
It's across the street from the movie theater you go to.
Oh, Jaime. For real?
Yeah.
No, it's not.
You talking about Ovalle?
Ovalle.
I don't know what that is. I'm just the movie theater that you go to to watch movies.
No, it's right there off of Sam Houston and 20.
Oh, all right, all right.
The movie theater that you go to watch movies.
Right. That's,
okay.
Hutchinson.
Yeah. Good one.
I was just trying to describe it to him.
That's not Hutchinson. It's in Lancaster.
Farther down is Hutchinson.
Yeah, no, no. He's in Lancaster.
No, it's Lancaster.
So anyway, that's where you're going to move, right?
Yeah.
Eventually.
So I saw the house. I spent a night at the house that I'm going to move into. It's a 4-bedroom, 2-bath. And so I'm going to get one of the bedrooms, and then the other one of the bedrooms, we're actually going to turn into like a studio, like a video photography studio.
Okay.
So it's pretty cool. And then where we were at was the, he has like a ballroom on the actual like land. So that's where we did the party. So we had all these bottles, like an actual bar.
Like what is, what's the ballroom for though? Like you can
like
rent
events.
It out?
Yeah, you rent it out for events. They have like, it's like a big ballroom.
Is that his family's?
Yeah.
So you're going to be living with his family?
No, no, no. His mom, they have another house on the land.
Oh.
It's on the opposite side.
Oh, okay.
So this house, they have another house on the other side.
And then they just keep you gazed contained
all this land,
one building.
They have all this land and like all these houses and buildings and all this crazy stuff. So.
Okay.
But the party, oh my God, I got so drunk and I hurt my ankle.
Doing what?
I don't know. They said I was grabbing the microphone and I was like saying all kinds of crap. What? And at one point they couldn't understand what I was saying at all.
I saw your Snapchat and there was like five people there.
Out. Yeah, was that the video that
which one?
Chris Sapphire posted? Where they're doing the dance?
Were you guys?
I think so.
There was like five people at the
party? It was not five
party?
People.
I'm glad I didn't show up.
It was not five people. It was more.
I thought
more,
about
right?
it for a second. I did think about it. I'm like, but I've been sick like all week.
You're
I feel
lying.
Good
what
now. No, I feel good now. I'm fine. But I was resting yesterday.
What's wrong with you?
Oh,
nothing now. I'm good.
I almost got into a fight with Lady
Still
G.
Red Bull.
Oh, did you?
Like this last night.
That would have been great.
I don't remember what I said or what. And then she's like, went
hey,
off.
You can't hit a woman.
Yeah.
Well, she's
don't
a man.
Hit,
well,
no,
she's a
but
man.
She's got
so.
Woman parts.
No, she
doesn't.
She, does
she got them fake.
Yeah, but that's it.
No, she just like.
Hey, can we say that on air?
Say what? Boobies?
Boobies.
Oh, I was going to say the other way.
Oh, I didn't know what you were going to say.
No, those are not. Those are not. She's just overweight and she just has extra skin hanging right there. So,
that's
wow.
just
and then she
sexy.
Stuffs.
Oh, so she just warmed him out.
That
is so sexy.
That is so sexy.
Got a little bit of padding in there. Ooh.
No, last night
I said that is disgusting.
She had a bra on and everything, and I'm like, I'm poking her breasts.
Why are you poking someone's boob?
Because they're not real. So, I'm like, why? Is
why are you poking them? That's no fun.
Because I know they're
and
not real.
Them grow.
Because
they're. I was trying to see because I know she patted. Them.
You do know, and this is what I've been told since high school that if you poke a woman's boobs. They will get breast cancer.
Well, she's not a woman.
For real?
So.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
She's not a woman.
Right? Is that true?
She's not
that
a woman,
true?
And she don't have no breasts. So.
Oh.
I am not getting breast cancer.
All right. Well, today is the very big day for Jaime and Eric. They are going to.
I can just tell you, I didn't lose no weight.
I'm at the same. I bet you I'm at the same. Almost.
We'll know here in a little bit.
1 pound lighter.
That's what you said last time, and
but,
you were 5 pounds heavier.
But I
was
didn't
I?
Say this.
Yeah.
No, I wasn't.
Yeah.
You weren't. I was. Was it? Was it him?
Yeah, it was him.
Oh.
He's like, I think I'm going to be even lighter or something like that. Was even heavier.
I did join a gym, and
have
I
you
met,
been going?
Yeah.
What gym was it?
Anytime Fitness.
Anytime.
Yeah.
Did you go like anytime you wanted?
Is it Bishop?
Yeah. I can go,
obviously
I can
not.
Go, I can go.
He
I
didn't
go,
go at all.
I can go anytime.
He didn't want to go.
You get a key card for that, right?
Yeah. I have like a little like, a key fob thing.
Ooh,
right here.
So fancy.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's right here. See.
You bought.
So I can go anytime.
It's purple.
How many times have you been?
That's what $40 a month.
Twice so far.
You mean twice? Since when?
Since I joined.
Oh my
okay, so, but
so
when did you join?
I joined. When did I join?
Did you join in New Year? New
yeah,
Year.
Yeah, I did. I did. Okay. I did because the reason
two times. That's impressive.
No, the reason why. The reason why I did that was because they have a special. Because normally it was like $150 just to start and all the fees and all that. But on New Year's, you pay. I think it's $1 to join, and then 2 weeks later you pay like your monthly fee, and that's it.
How much is?
So I avoided like, it's like $44.
Ooh, oh, Lord. Wow. It's free water, free sports.
You should go to Lifetime. You got like pay a little bit more, and you've got a basketball court and a
swimming pool,
your sauna, steam room. Well.
I paid
you
like
a massage there,
like showers and lockers. And
I paid $19 for my 24-hour fitness membership back. No, I went like 6 months out of the 8 months that I had it.
I've been paying $20 for Planet Fitness for
You can't bring these in here.
And Planet Fitness.
No,
because water jug?
They're a non-judgmental zone, so they only judge bodybuilders. So can I say that?
But that is true. You can't grunt.
No, you can't take a gallon jug into Planet Fitness. So I left, and they won't let you put more than 3 45 plates on each side of the leg press.
What?
And you can't grunt. And like when I lift heavy, I'm like, ugh.
Yeah. So because you're intimidating to people, right? Is that
why? That's apparently it. Yeah. And I'm like, I ain't intimidating. I'm nice. I just have resting BITCH face.
Right.
So where do you go as far as to work out and everything?
I go to Lifetime.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, I'm fancy.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But no, because I work there. I work there, so yeah.
By the way, we haven't properly introduced you.
Yeah,
right,
really.
Right.
Sorry, like, we've talked
Dana
about
James.
You. Dana James.
What up?
Yeah.
How is everyone?
And that accent is not from around these parts.
Yeah. No, and it is not from Boston either.
Oh, let me guess.
It's from England.
Philadelphia.
I'm from London. I'm not really. Yeah. I'm not at all. I'm from...
You sound like Pinky from Pinky and the Brain.
I'm from London. What are we going to do tonight, Brain?
Oh, that's really good. Is it getting hot in here? That's like the sexiest thing anybody's ever done. Wow.
Oh my gosh.
No, I'm from Australia.
Oh, nice. Down under.
Down under.
Crocodile Dundee.
Everyone says that. Everyone.
They're
like, g'day, mate. And I'm like,
or the guy that got bit by that damn shark.
The dingo ate my baby.
What guy that got eaten by the shark?
Who got
that guy who used to do all the animal interviews.
Steve Irwin? Oh. He didn't get.
Whatever his name is.
Yeah, no, it was a stingray.
It was a stingray straight through the heart.
I thought the damn shark bit him.
Yeah.
Nah, maybe he did. I don't know.
Anyway, she's here because today is the big day where we weigh in Eric and Jaime.
I haven't done that.
They have competed for the past 3 months. I think it's been 3 months, 3 or 4 months, lose all this weight.
We got one more person missing that's supposed to do it.
And that's the whole reason why I think he's taking his hiatus, Bobby.
Can you postpone it?
No, we've already postponed it too many times.
Can we extend it then?
No.
This is it.
Yes,
After this, I don't care what you do. Let's do it.
I just got a dog.
You what?
I just got a dog, a Siberian.
A dog?
Husky, yeah.
What does that got to do
with
anything?
I've been walking it every day because that's like a
You have to.
That's what I'm talking about. So I think we should postpone another month.
You just walk
in
together.
We can go ahead and just weigh in and check it out.
This is it. This is it. Y'all had 3 months. What's going to happen?
3 months?
Yeah, that's a long time to lose some weight, right?
You should see what I've achieved in 3 months.
Right.
I call them trophies.
Ooh.
Because they're actually trophies.
Okay.
So I call them that.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
Awesome.
But so anyway, she's here to help the loser with, maybe getting their
emotional support.
Emotional support and things that you should do and that kind of thing. But
that is good.
I'm excited
like she's
about
an actual trainer, and not like
she
the,
is an actual
like
trainer.
Is that what you do at
Lifetime?
That's
what I do.
Awesome.
Because last time we had a girl in here, and I was asking her like fitness questions, and then she goes, "Just eat right and work out." I'm like, "Well, duh." I'm like,
"Oh, no, really?
Really?
That's crazy."
I'm like, "Thanks."
Hold on. If you go out at night and you drink,
yeah,
and then what you want to do after you drink?
Eat.
Pizza.
Where do you go?
Whataburger.
Cause that's the only damn thing that's open.
No, it's not.
Chick-fil-A ain't open.
Jack in the Box is open. Oh, yeah, it's not
no,
open.
But all
it's
that,
open, it's
no,
open on
that,
Sundays.
I'm saying all that is bad for you, right?
Well, duh.
Well, that ain't good.
Stuff. Everything. Like, well, come on. There ain't no healthy place you can go get you some good, healthy food.
Well, I mean, as cliche it's going to sound, like the first thing you did wrong was going out drinking. So
see, there you go.
Already messed it up.
What you drinking? Beer or just mixed drinks?
Yeah, liquor.
Oh, you're good. Dude.
What kind of liquor? What do you mean?
Wait, hang on. You drink liquor?
Beer does a lot of
coffee. My trainer's calling me right now.
Who?
To confirm.
Chris Sapphire?
No, my trainer.
Oh, is that for real?
Yeah.
No.
Should I answer it?
Yeah.
Is that for real?
Answer it.
Put on speaker.
Answer it.
Hello? Yeah, it's me.
We can't hear him.
I'm good. How are you?
I can hear him.
You've missed your last two appointments.
I'm sorry?
I said happy Super Bowl Sunday.
Yeah.
Oh, he's trying to make jokes.
Ooh, he's trying to holler.
Yeah.
Holler.
I just wanted to check in with you and make confirm our session tomorrow. I think we have a session, one of the comp sessions set up tomorrow.
Yes.
Tomorrow evening at 7:15.
I'll be there. Yes.
Awesome. I look forward to working with you. So I always try to check in. So see you tomorrow, okay?
All right. Thanks.
Ask him a macronutrient question.
Just flirting. I think he likes you, Eric.
Happy Super Bowl Sunday.
I know. I forgot.
He was flirting with you.
Awesome.
Why would you say that on speakerphone?
Is he gay, though?
Oh, he can hear me?
Duh, what did you think?
Is he gay?
Woo! Hey, yeah. At least tomorrow when you see him, say,
not
hey.
Not yet, anyway.
Not
that
yet.
Was my crazy friends on the radio. He got airplay for free. He don't even know it.
I should have asked him. Is he in the radio?
And he don't even
happy
know.
Happy Super Bowl Sunday.
I'm over here yelling.
What am I going to do tomorrow? Not right?
You should bring
what
him
was
in.
What was I thinking?
Hey,
you
should bring him in and you know, give him that lifetime experience. Radio
play. At Lifetime, though. You got to go to Lifetime.
I feel so embarrassed now.
He's not even going to show up.
No, he's
no,
not.
No, I'm going to go. I'm going to say, I'm so sorry. I was in the radio.
They made me do it.
He's going to be like, what?
They made me do it.
All right. We got to take a break. When we come back, the way in.
He was flirting.
MZ Now.
Need a ride? Then sign up for Uber and have your very own personal driver at your door in just minutes. It's simple. Download the Uber app on your iPhone or Android smartphone and create your account. And right now, you can get your first ride free. Just use promo code UberMZNOW. That's promo code UberMZNOW. What are you waiting for? Your very own personal driver is just a few taps away.
1-888
Damn, what?
MZ Live 5.
What?
MZ Live 5.
Whoa.
1-888
Damn, what?
MZ Live 5.
What?
MZ Live 5.
What's going on, everybody? It's Bobby here for the MZ Now Rewind Show. Our next clip is an interview that we did from a young man from the show Gotham.
David Mazzal?
Mazzal. Davidin? Davidin
Hey, it's Davidin Mazzuz from Gotham, and you're listening to...
Davidin Mazzuz. Can you put it on the screen so I can look at it? Davidin. David Mazzuz. Do I need to start over? And we're doing it. They did an interview with Davidin, or David Mazzuz. Yeah, that's a tongue twister, isn't it? Mm-hmm. From the boy that plays Bruce Wayne in Gotham. You expect me to say it right? I mean, come on. And so we did an interview of the young man that plays Bruce Wayne, named David Mazzuz.
You'd think they'd be better by now.
10 years of MZ, two marriages for Bobby. This is MZ Now.
Divorce is with us, baby.
Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/MZNow.
Already.
What's up, y'all? This is Flesh and Bone of Bone Thugs and Harmony, and you listening to Michael Zavala. Keep it locked.
This is MZ Now.
I apologize because at any moment, these lights in the studio might start flashing again.
Still?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
They just started today. All this money we pay to get all these lights fixed, and it's doing it again. Have you seen Stranger Things?
Stranger Things?
On Netflix?
No.
Okay.
I don't chill.
You don't chill?
Oh, my God.
Don't even Netflix.
Chill.
I don't even Netflix.
Yeah. What's
that? You have to pay to get these lights fixed?
Yeah.
They didn't do it themselves?
No. Oh, I had to add a bunch of stuff.
They should.
Anyway, I spent all this money a few weeks ago getting the lights fixed in here, and then it's still doing it. We're going to have Wayne come back out and figure that out. But if they go off, don't be alarmed. And there's nothing we can do about it.
That's all right. I don't think we're not safe here. We got...
No.
Yeah, you have...
You have a gay guy here.
You have a gay guy. Ain't nobody coming in here.
Yeah.
Hey, we've been known to have earthquakes, so you're going to feel that.
Earthquakes?
Yeah, all you right. Never felt earthquakes?
Only when the lights go out.
What's going on? Jaime's in a whole other world right now.
I don't know what he's talking about anymore.
He was talking about how he knew some bodybuilder that's going to be in Hercules or
The Maury
Hulk.
Show. No, the Maury Show.
He's already been on the Maury Show.
I don't know if he's going to be the daddy, but we'll see.
As a matter of fact.
Maury Poland.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
As a matter of fact, you want me to bring him to the radio?
I don't even know who this guy is.
Hulk.
Oh, the Hulk you from where? Hulk
I know who he is. In I just never, I've never met him.
You mean
but I know who
Hollywood
he is,
Hulk
yes.
Hogan?
No. You got your head blown.
You
got
to know the bodybuilding. I can get
him. Oh, it's a bodybuilder guy named the Hulk. Oh, is he from here?
No, he's from Louisiana.
He's got lovely arms.
He's big.
Kind of like mine.
But he used to be my old manager at the old tattoo shop at King's Tattoos. We used to wrestle all the time.
Yeah, he used to wrestle.
No, but he's
that's not gay.
What's crazy is that
that's pretty gay.
No, hello.
Hold on, man. Hey, don't put me in your shoes. Hey, no, but hold on.
Hey. You drew the line there.
No, we
give me the Heimlich.
These youngsters come
give
in.
Give me the Heimlich.
And he scared the hell out of him.
Why?
Because you know that was like he was the manager. Said, "Oh, you just gonna sit on my couch and not ask me blah 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 blah." You stand up, and they'll stand up, and then turn around, face the wall. They'll turn around,
that's
face
gay.
The wall, and I'm like, "What the hell?"
Yeah, this whole thing just sounds
and
really
all
gay.
These, hold on, all these teenage kids that want to get tattooed, they're older, you know, like 19, 19, 20, whatever.
Way older.
Yeah, they would listen and actually follow his direction.
Well, yeah, you only got beat up. I'm sorry. I saw his arms.
How much
yeah,
you see him already.
Yeah,
that's a big ass dude.
All right,
shout out to my homie Hope. Hope.
So anyway. So you're from Australia originally.
From Australia, yes.
How many years have you been in the States?
Come April this year, it'll be 2 years.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
2 years.
Yeah.
So what brought you down here?
I started in California.
Or up here, or over here?
Well, I traveled around the world by myself.
Why?
Why not?
Yeah, that's a good question.
I mean, that's why I don't know how to work a TV, because I traveled instead.
Right.
She's from Australia.
Okay, so you decided, you know what, hey, I'm going to travel the world. I'm just going to do this on my own. You're not scared at all? Like, I'm so scared to go anywhere.
You went backpacking?
I ain't scared.
Did you go backpacking?
Did you find yourself?
No.
One of those deals?
I don't know. I mean, I know a lot of people in Australia. We get a lot of foreigners in Australia traveling. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I meet a lot of people, and I've made friends there or in London or wherever I went, and then I'll go stay with them the next time.
Like,
First time I ever came to the States was in 2014, and I was in Miami. And it's cool. When you go by yourself, you meet more people. So I walked into a club with someone who I'd met on Facebook who happens to be Marcus Cooper, Pleasure P's manager.
Okay.
So we went to a club, and I was like, man, they're playing a lot of Trey songs. That minute I'm meeting Trey songs, I was like, oh, yeah. But then another couple of nights later, I met this really cool chick called Jasmine, but she lives in New York. So the next time I came over, I actually went to visit her in New York.
Okay.
And stayed with her. And so you make a lot of you meet more people when you go by yourself because you're forced – to go and venture out.
Yeah, you have
out.
To. Yeah.
And I guess in a way, that has actually helped me with being more understanding towards people.
Yeah.
Rather than being some, like,
but you're not freaked out at all? Like, oh, what if I go here and then they, you know, like, what if they Bill Cosby me? What like, you're not
Bill
scared
Cosby.
About that?
No, I mean, you got to remember at the end of the day that comes from a judgmental place.
Yeah.
And a lot of the time, you go to somewhere really, as you'd say, scary, but it's not. It's actually really beautiful, and you learn the culture. Like, I was on an, I think it's Air India or something, flight, so it was full of Indian people. And in Australia, a lot of people are very racist towards them.
Oh, really? I didn't know that, yeah.
Every single man on this flight, every single Hindu guy, right, was helping other families, women and children, with their baggage. They don't know them. Everyone, like, the women would just plant themselves down.
Right.
They'd help each other with their children and someone they don't know. And the men would fix the baggage and everything. And it just worked really beautifully. It wasn't noisy. It was just calm. There's a lot of kindness. And I was like, wow, this culture is actually really, really beautiful.
Yeah.
So that got to open my heart a lot more towards just listening to people and not judging them.
Yeah.
So I think that helps when you're traveling in other places. You just open up.
Yeah.
Like, because not everyone is usually thinking the same thing. They're like, oh, this is scary. Oh, that's scary. Oh, that person might judge me or whatever.
Right.
But yet, when someone comes up and approaches you, you don't think that way. So I just flip it in reverse in my head.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, good for you.
Excited.
I can't do that.
I'm moving to America.
Yeah.
My father's American, so.
Oh, he is? Okay.
He ain't here. He's back in Australia.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
So how did he meet your mom?
So my mother moved over to Australia from Holland when she was a child.
Uh-huh.
Not by herself. She
I just like listening
cool.
to her accent. Yeah, I'm just asking her questions so I can listen to it.
And then my father went with his father when he was like 21 or 22 to backpack in Australia, met my mom.
So he did the exact same thing you did almost,
pretty much,
right?
Yeah.
Wow.
In Australia though, right?
So he went over for a few months or something. He wanted to bicycle around. That didn't happen. They ended up hitchhiking and grabbing, you know, lifts everywhere. Not lift, they didn't have that back.
I was like, what? They had lifts back then?
You know, hitchhiking thumb out.
Yeah.
And he met my mom up in Cairns, and she was working behind a bar. He leaned over the bar one day and said, hey, I want a date.
And my mom put her hand on her hip, apparently, and she said, "Is that so?" Anyway, they got married and had four kids.
Wow.
So, is that so?
And all your siblings live in Australia still?
Yes. My brother lived in London for a couple of years with his wife.
I feel like your accent's more maybe Brisbane? Yeah. Brisbane? Is that how you say it?
Gold Coast.
Yeah.
About an hour away.
I just made that up. Look how good I am, though.
Because it's the only city you know.
I was thinking about that, actually.
Can you tell me, though, what is the capital of Australia?
Is it Sydney or Melbourne?
I want everyone to guess first.
Oh, I have no idea.
The capital of Australia?
Yeah.
I don't even know.
Sydney. It's actually the Australian Capital Territory, which is inside New South Wales. It's not Sydney. Sydney is just a big city that everyone knows about.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Wow.
That's like everyone thinks that New York is the capital of America.
Right. It is.
Right?
Right. I thought so.
New York.
Okay. So then you move to California, and then you come to Texas for what reason?
I just felt like this is a better place to be. I've been here a couple of times, and I liked it.
Yeah.
I met a friend of mine. His name's Chris Jones, and he's on.
Who?
Chris Jones.
Who? Like Mike Jones. Sorry. It was a joke. Do you know who Mike Jones is?
Well, my father is Rick James, so we'll just go with that one. It's even better.
That's awesome.
Right? And we met at the Olympia when I still lived in Australia.
James. Yeah.
And so we did a couple of videos. He flew me from Cali when I moved, and that was the second time that I'd been to Texas.
Ooh,
to
Cali.
See a different Chris Jones. Random.
Wow.
And then I was like, yeah, I really like it here. And then came back again with my cousin Akane, who's a IFBB pro. So she did a show.
Kanye?
Akane.
What is it? Kanye?
Kanye, no. Akane. So I came down with her. So that was three times I went. And I was like, yeah, I really want to move to Texas. And bippity boppity boo, drove my car here.
Wow.
Awesome. It's better than Cali, right?
Cali? Yeah, it's kind of expensive.
It's cheaper, yeah. Cali's expensive. New York, too.
What's the one thing that you miss about Australia, like as far as food or the beach? Okay.
Oh, yeah. You've been to the beaches
here? The assholes in Australia are like babies to the assholes here. So
what do you mean?
Oh, this I've been, ooh.
You mean that
boys over here got game? Oh my god!
Oh, all right,
that
all right.
That they're coming up to you and just being even more rude. Is that what you're saying?
To a degree. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, no, I do miss.
Well, because we're privileged over here. We deserve everything.
We're free.
Right, we're free. This is America, the land of the free.
Oh, man.
Yes, to answer your question, I have been to some beaches here over in Florida and Cali.
I'm talking about in Texas.
No.
There's really not any good beaches in Texas.
Please,
yeah.
Please don't go to Galveston.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I did a cruise from out of Galveston.
Oh,
so I've been to some beaches like a little lower, like Jamaica and Mexico.
Oh, yeah.
Florida
and
got
somewhere
some
else
nice
I went. Cayman Islands. Yes. It reminds me of Australia.
Texas is all jacked up. South Padre might be good a little bit, but not that good.
All right.
It's still murky.
You guys ready?
Yes.
For what?
About to jump on a scale.
Let's postpone it.
It's going to happen. She's here for a reason.
I want to see if you gain weight. I know I might have gained weight, or I might have stayed the same.
I mean, look, we can keep postponing it, and then there's going to be another excuse next time. 3 months from now, there's going to be...
Not.
Oh, well...
I had to leave work early to be here, okay?
Yeah, she is going to be here to watch you guys. This is it.
Watch your first time here.
Doesn't matter.
I thought you mean like watch y'all and then to come back and watch us.
No, this is it. This is it. This is what we're going to do.
You should have had like training us outside or something.
No, you guys would have passed out. I need you guys healthy for the show.
No, actually,
yeah, you would have probably. I got some.
I definitely passed out.
All right. Let's, I guess we'll start with Jaime. I have your original.
145?
145.
Yeah, right.
Plus two.
Should I take my shoes off?
Times two.
Shoes usually weigh like a pound or two, so I'd take them off.
I should go ahead and take everything off.
No, don't do that. Don't do that. Somebody write this down. Get it in writing.
It's still moving.
It's to be continued.
It's bouncing 5 pounds.
Is that?
What?
That.
What's what?
What is that?
What? This?
That looks like a diaper.
It's a wallet.
That's a wallet?
It's my Star Trek wallet.
Oh.
It's made out of paper.
You have a Star Trek wallet?
It's a like microfiber.
Oh, I've seen those ones where it's like it looks like it's a duct tape.
That is so old looking.
It looks like a diaper, doesn't it? Like
it does.
You know, the pictures on it.
Oh my, it looks like is this a comic book or something?
No, it's
it looks fake.
It's a comic book wrapper.
The body's probably fake too.
Micro,
let me take it from
you. No, it's not. Okay. It's microfiber.
Eric,
that next.
Cool.
Is that
go
your good luck charm?
I'm trying to postpone it. Yeah, it's a good luck charm. I've been having it for years. I really don't want to go on the scale.
You gotta get on it. I done did it.
Oh my gosh.
And I am surprised.
Here we go.
I am surprised as well.
Wow.
I'm ready.
Walking that dog.
Okay, well, it says to me to be able to stand up because I hurt my leg. So, oh, like,
you want to bring the chair and put the chair on the scale?
Were you doing the stanky leg and you heard it?
No, I don't even know what happened. Do I got the really stanky drunk leg. And I just fell down. Okay, hold on.
All right.
I'm going to seem like an old person getting up.
All right.
He hadn't even got up yet, guys.
He's still sitting down.
Take your shoes off. You got dress shoes on or what?
He want to see your feet.
Those are like 3 pounds heavier. There's some dress shoes.
I like your shoes. And
the winner is... I'm sure you lost some sort of weight.
Wow. Right.
The results are in, but we won't say anything about it.
Ever.
Wow.
The results are in. Now, the loser has to do whatever she tells you to do for the next 6 weeks or something. We'll figure it out.
Are you going to come back 6 weeks from now?
You guys just got to pay me every week.
Right. Yeah, that's the...
Because I'm telling
that's
you
the
to
other
do
thing.
It.
That's the other thing. You also have to pay her every
I'm
week.
Sorry.
Maybe then you'll learn.
I forfeit. Bye.
All right.
Do you do like personal training on the side or anything?
I'm not allowed to do personal training on the side.
I wish that I met you before.
What does that mean?
I would have went. I would have went to her.
How are they going to know?
They're going to know.
Okay, so a year, I'm gonna say anytime, and then after a year, I'm going to go where she's at. Because I think that, like, for a year, I'll have, like, my body.
You should do what I used to do.
I've heard that so many times, and in a year, they're like, you know what? I should have started with you.
Probably. Because I'm...
Well, you better get her now, because you know in probably 6 months, she's going to be somewhere else in the world.
Is this gym?
Well, then I'll go over there.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to go
be somewhere
out of the States.
Is this gym that you joined close to your new home?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. I
can go to any Lifetime. I mean, any time.
Oh, you can go to any Lifetime. That is true. Get a membership.
Can you for real?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're all like that.
They're all over the place.
Are they?
And if you're real fancy, you can go like get a Diamond membership and have like your own locker and car space. Yeah.
They're nice. The locker's nice.
Well, I like anytime because they have like personal like restrooms to like the shower and everything. Yeah, so it's not like
personalized restroom.
It's a private restroom.
Anytime or Lifetime?
Anytime. They have private.
Can you go
restrooms
at any time? Like, is it open 24 hours?
Yes,
they're not private because everybody uses them.
See, I used to go after
together.
The.
Now, if you can use them by yourself, it's just yours, and it would be private.
I used to go to the gym after 2 a.m. when I would leave
it's
Vickery.
Just, get out of here!
Oh my god, I know I did that. Actually,
this
is not right.
I wouldn't remember anything the next day. It was great.
I feel so good. And
yeah, I don't know
my
why.
My biceps hurt.
Yeah. No. I didn't. All I did was a treadmill. I just worked out like a pregnant woman.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Trying to burn those calories. Pregnant women work out hot.
I know. Trust me.
See,
I know.
They ain't on no treadmill.
Oh well, I was on the little treadmill.
I see some that started waking.
The old ladies
out
are on
the
treadmill though.
That's where I'm at. I didn't want to get bulky because I feel like I'd be like Jonah Hill and not be funny.
Oh my god.
So,
dude, I did that.
You went bulky?
No. I worked out after a night of drinking. And I think I was dehydrated.
Yeah.
And after I worked out on my way home, I was driving. My like throat was closing up. I couldn't even swallow. My throat was so dry.
Sounds like a seizure. I don't know.
Yeah.
If
sounds like he was allergic to something.
Yeah.
He drank.
Yeah.
What did you drink?
I didn't drink anything.
See, this is why you need
water.
A trainer and not do things
you
on your own.
You were drinking water after a night out drinking. You were drinking H2O all night.
No. At the bar.
After drinking, right?
No, at the bar, I was drinking whiskey and Coke.
I'll get an H2O on the rocks, please.
No, I didn't drink any water after that. So I think I was dehydrated.
Oh.
And
well, that's what alcohol does.
And I was running on the treadmill. And I'm like, oh, crap. Afterwards, I'm like,
what else were you doing that night? You like had all this energy, like, gotta run.
Did you run to the gym?
I have no idea. I was
on
the treadmill.
Did you run to the gym from the bar?
Yeah, I didn't.
Nah, should have done it.
All right. We'll be right back with the results.
Yes.
Don't wait. Call today.
MZ Now. Online at mznow.tv. Call the show at 1-888-MZ-LIVE.
Can't get enough of the show? Download the MZ Now mobile app, available for Android and iOS.
Get behind-the-scene extras
and exclusive bonus material. And get the shows before anyone else.
Before anyone else.
The MZ Now mobile app, available now.
He's known as one of the best interviewers of all time.
Tom Hanks is the new Jimmy Stewart.
That's right. Tom Hanks, the new Britney Spears. I was going to say Nicholas. That's right.
Tom Hanks is the new Britney Spears?
Is that what you said? I'm sorry. I got distracted.
What?
What are you guys doing over there?
Do you want me to tell you for
He's doing sign language to me, and so it distracted me. I'm a very attention deficit person.
Oprah Winfrey says Michael Zavala's style and technique is simply genius.
Just a couple of years ago, Universal decided to take down the clock tower
on the lot. Was that a hard thing to do, to watch that clock tower go down, being how it's been up for so many years, or was it kind of like, good riddance, I'm tired of that?
I hadn't realized that they had that in mind. They ended the Universal, the Back to the Future ride, and they were, you know, and I was there for that ceremony, that finishing of that.
Oh, I got confused. I'm sorry.
And Rolling Stone calls his interviews true masterpieces.
And now this commercial came out around Super Bowl, I guess. I don't know if that's true or not. I'm guessing.
Yeah, was that 2 years ago?
It was what?
It was like 2 years ago.
Are you serious? I'm just now seeing this commercial. It's been out for 2 years.
This is MZ Now. Michael's a...
How do you say this again?
Test. When my name come up, respect it.
Test.
Navala?
Michael Zavala.
Test. Stop playing with my name.
Zavala.
All three of y'all.
You listening to MZ. MZ. Michael Zavala.
Test. I ain't gonna say it no more. No more.
This is MZ Now.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, the world famous Fat Pimp. We're live. Mike Zavala. You know what it is. I let you, boy.
So I know you don't watch a lot of TV.
why is that?
She's got a life.
Yeah, exactly. Life. I got a life. Yeah.
She walks the dogs every day, don't you?
Sure, if I had a dog.
Come on, your feet. Those are your dogs. You're feeding your dogs.
Oh.
Just don't mind him.
I understand.
I tell all my dogs are on fire because I've been walking.
There's a lot of stuff I don't understand coming over here. TV's not the only
thing. And he's
one
of them.
It's on fleek.
What are the some things that what are the things that you don't understand?
One of my classmates goes to me the other day. She's like, you're in rare form today. And I was like,
rare form?
Rare form.
That's rare form.
Howdy. No, she said I was in rare form. I was like, what does that even mean? And she tried to explain it.
Yeah, it's just like they don't see you like that every day, whether you're either like really funny that day or,
but easy. like a good thing.
Yeah, it's a good thing.
Yeah, so I didn't understand it at all. And then she tried to explain it, and I was like, oh, yeah, I know it. And what? I still had no idea.
You didn't tell her, I just woke up. Don't mess with me. Then flex them guns.
Because I traveled so much, I've never bought a TV.
Okay.
Ever.
You know you have an iPhone.
It'd be hard to pack.
I do, which I just broke the other day.
Oh, yeah, so. she has a Scotch taped screen cover.
What?
I got ticky tape on it. so I've been learning to use the TV at home and the difference between cable and TV or something, and then
and the Netflix.
And the Netflix.
That's what she's saying during the break. She's like, I think I have the Netflix.
I got the Netflix down. I know how to get that on. There's like a function button and a source button.
Right.
It was very confusing to begin with.
Nobody calls it the Netflix, though. It's just Netflix. Like, I was watching this on Netflix. You're like, you know, I saw something on the Netflix the other day. You don't say that. It's not like the news. You know what I mean?
But so is it a smart TV or like is it just a normal, like basic? Is it a box TV, an old fashioned? Like,
oh, no, I do know that. No. Well, it's square.
That's it.
Box TV?
But like, can you connect to the internet like with the TV?
Yeah, it has the internet on it. I thought that was cool.
It's a smart TV. Okay. Yeah.
So I was seeing some a little while ago and he tried to explain Hulu and stuff to me. Uh-huh. And I'm just like, this is too much information. Like, I don't
know. Oh my God.
This is incredible.
Ooh. I know.
I want to do a reality show just on your life.
I have said that since I was 15.
Could you imagine? It's like an Amish person.
You own a computer?
No. Laptop? Well, I did, but then it kind of stopped doing stuff. So I was like, oh, well, that's working.
Stop doing stuff.
I don't know.
I don't know how this works.
Did you check to see if it was plugged in?
The battery died. That's what it was.
I'm surprised you can work your phone.
That's incredible.
Golly. Well, you see, I got an iPhone when I was 22. I won it in yet another modeling competition.
If you didn't win the competition, you wouldn't. Uh-huh. What kind of phone would you have? Like a flip phone?
Metro PCS.
I don't know. I was never going to buy one.
The Nokia phone. The Nokia.
This is incredible.
I have a Nokia.
I just want to Australia.
I just want to follow her around like, all
I
day.
I do too. Just let her marvel at different things around the world.
Get a camera crew and follow me around for like a whole week. And like, that is comedy for the next year.
Just be like, wow. Goes up to a vending machine. Like, what is this dispenses.
Okay, I'm not that stupid.
This gives you food.
This gives you food.
I was like, "Where's the carrots? Where's the healthy stuff? Where's
this is incredible.
Does it sell protein shakes?"
Is America different from Australia? Like,
duh.
Eatery wise.
They got McDonald's, KFC. We got Hungry Jack's, which is Burger King.
All natural food, though, right?
We got a lot of healthy food. Yeah, we're a health conscious country, which is weird because we're so fat as well.
Really?
But
who's fatter? America or?
Oh, yeah, America.
America or Hyman.
Not to mention they have like
Eric.
So many more.
Eric.
We'll find out in a second.
Oh, we are. Yes. Nah.
Yeah, definitely America. They have, like, the first time I came here, there was like not just a Starbucks on every corner, but there was like a McDonald's and a Panda Express, like all these new things that I'm learning and all these taco places.
Yeah.
And I'm just like,
you ain't got no tacos over there?
We don't have like fast food.
No, but you ain't got no Mexican.
Yeah, we got a Mexican.
They have a huge Mexican immigration problem.
Mexicans over there, period.
Over there in Australia.
I know one. Just I didn't know she was Mexican. Her name is Charlie.
Charlie
Black.
That don't sound like a Mexican.
Well, I think she was born here, but her parents came to have her born in Australia. Mm-hmm. So her parents immigrated.
By the way, Donald Trump, our president, just had a very friendly conversation with your government earlier this week.
Oh,
I see.
He hung
more
up
comedy.
He hung up the phone.
He got so frustrated.
He got hung up the phone.
Yeah, he didn't take care of none of the business they were supposed to take care of. That's when he threatened that Mexican guy.
Listen here, Crocodile Dundee. We're going to do everything my way. My way or the highway. And that's the way it's going to be. Goodbye.
It hangs up.
Huge.
Wow. Huge.
Huge.
I could see him saying something like that.
I think he did. I think that's exactly how
that sounds exactly like what he would say. Let's not go political.
That guy, the Australian guy, was like, "Well, my name's Charlie." Listen here, Crocodile Dundee. Whatever you say.
Tony Abbott.
Yeah. Is that his name?
Yeah.
The Prime Minister?
I mean,
or
as far as I know, he's still the Prime Minister. I don't really keep up to date with all those.
Who's our Prime Minister?
Those politicals. The Netflix.
By the way, so anyway, back to TV. Like I said, it's something we have here in America we watch a lot of.
Yes.
Gotham, a very big show, just came back from its hiatus. Mm-hmm. And I started watching it, and it actually started to get good. And then they said, next week's going to be our winter finale. I'm like, what was the 2 months that you were off? So I'm going to email David Mazouz. And see if he can't do something about that.
Yeah, tell him to put me on there.
There you go.
I'll make the show.
Is Walking Dead supposed to start?
I'll be the
Catwoman.
Next villain.
Is Walking Dead start today?
I'm sorry?
The Walking Dead start today?
Oh, I don't know.
Your face.
I think it does.
I was kind of zoning him out. I didn't pay attention.
You watch Walking Dead?
You watch
Walking Dead?
We just had a conversation about TV, me not watching it and finding it hard. Like, I've heard about these zombies. That's all I know. Well,
Walking Dead's on Netflix, so you can watch it on
the Netflix.
No, but watch Little Women of Dallas for reals on Netflix.
You can't watch it on Netflix now. It's not.
Oh, you watch Walking Dead? Fire stick.
Okay.
She doesn't even know. She just found out what Netflix is.
I've heard about a fire stick. I don't know what it is.
Awesome. Right. She's awesome in the little stick.
It's also a little.
That's not common, but I'll take your word for it.
Oh, wow.
It's also an STD is what I was going to say.
Oh, my God.
All right. Should we go ahead and do this? Knock it out?
Yes. Do it.
Yeah.
All right.
Do it.
You guys ready?
Do it.
Wow.
Do it.
Oh, my gosh. I'm nervous. Let's postpone it.
Jaime and Eric, you have worked hard for 3 months.
Say it in Donald Trump voice.
Yeah.
Say it in Donald Trump voice.
Listen here, compadre. You illegal immigrants have worked very hard for 3 months.
I don't know. That's all I got.
What's the results, brain?
This is so attractive. She's never been so attractive than right now. That's all. Now I'm getting all sweaty. What was I talking about?
Walking Dead.
You watch Walking Dead? All right.
Weight loss.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
Nervous.
All right.
So, and obviously Bobby's not here. He dropped out of the conference.
Bobby,
I guarantee he'll be here next week.
Will he?
Yeah, I don't know. Watch. He probably just had this hiatus happen, so he didn't have to do the weigh-in. But anyway, you guys.
He probably had too much cake last night.
He was supposed to be working out too, right?
Yeah, he was.
Well, he got mad at me one time. If you go back and listen to the show, he got mad at me because he goes, "I'm over here working out, blah, 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 and Eric's over here drinking sodas."
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Yeah, remember that?
Day, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
And then he drinks Coke Zero.
No, he doesn't. He drinks Mountain Dew.
And he dips, too.
Oh, yeah?
And he dips.
Oh, he dips.
That's bad.
What the hell is dipping?
Tobacco.
Wait, I don't know if I want to know.
It's not bad. I mean, it is bad for your health.
Tobacco. You just put it like right here underneath your lip, and then it's there.
Oh,
and then,
yeah.
That's disgusting.
You spit it out.
Yeah.
That's nasty.
In a cup.
That
is nasty.
You smoke?
No.
Me neither.
I like how she said no.
No,
no,
I, don't
no. I can't do that. No. I wish I could. I wish
that's
I could.
Like the hardest thing for no. people to say is no.
That's no,
not it's not narrow.
No,
I can't do it.
No,
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 no.
No.
Oh,
no, right?
Hey, we need to bring you back.
No.
To so
I no.
Can she take no, I ain't gonna say that.
All right, let's get back to this.
Can we postpone this?
Yeah.
See how they're trying to distract me from
yeah, we are.
Results.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
All right, where's my phone at?
I don't know.
His phone died.
So, let me go back to what you guys started at.
Oh
our last
gosh.
Time we checked in with you guys.
Man.
Eric was at 240 pounds.
I was.
And Jaime was at 325 pounds.
Dang. That's a big.
That's a
huge.
All right. So, today, Eric has lost.
No, wait.
5 pounds.
What? You are lying.
And Jaime,
we tied up,
has also lost 5 pounds.
Nuh-uh.
And I haven't been doing nothing.
Jaime is at.
No, I just started walking my dog.
Jaime's at 320.
He took his shoes off.
And Eric was at 235.
What?
We both
isn't that incredible?
Took our shoes off.
So isn't that incredible?
So if I didn't eat last night Whataburger, then I would have won.
Probably.
How long did you have?
What do you mean?
For the weight loss?
I guess 3 months.
It was 3 months. You had 12 weeks.
We've really been messing around. We've really been.
And we only lost 5 pounds. No, because I actually lost how much in total at the beginning.
Oh, weight. I don't know. I didn't keep track of that.
I think I was 248.
You really lost the most weight in that amount
like
of
collectively,
time.
Collectively, yeah.
Percentage.
And me, I haven't done nothing.
I don't know what you guys, what do you guys do to lose weight?
I mean, are you
trying to eat a little bit better or what?
During the week, I changed my eating habits. So like just during the week, I eat grilled chicken. With steamed vegetables.
I know what Jaime's doing different. He didn't have his son all the time.
Oh, yeah.
He ain't eating McDonald's every
day. No, my son likes
day.
To go out to eat.
Yeah.
Not no McDonald's. He likes that high-carb stuff.
McDonald's is not high-carb?
No, he likes Olive Garden and all these other crazy restaurants. Pizza.
They're still better than McDonald's.
Right. At least it's, non-processed food for the most part.
My son breaks me.
All right.
So what are we going to do now?
Poor man.
The salad at McDonald's has diabetes.
We need to keep going.
Well, I guess since there's a tie, we should probably extend it now.
We got you.
A little bit.
See, I told you.
How many more weeks? All right, let's go to the fitness expert. Okay. How many more weeks should we extend this to see who actually wins?
Well, because no one really put in an effort.
Right.
You should probably redo it. 12 weeks. Actually, you could do 8 weeks. You know, Lifetime has a 60-day challenge.
Ooh, how about we do 6 weeks?
That means change
what about
your
6 weeks?
Gym.
6 weeks is good.
I can't change my gym now. Well, I can, but I have to pay it out.
Well, and you can pay her that money.
That's right.
But you would be paying.
Oh, you could just train.
Happy Super Bowl Sunday.
Whatever that guy said.
He's about to go do some.
I could always give
Sunday.
You advice.
Okay.
Right, but you could also pay her and go work out with her.
For some random reason, just give me money.
Her advice is laying on that floor right there.
But I'm scared to work out with her.
What's that?
I'm sure she's gonna be like, Eric, what are you doing?
First off,
I see you on Facebook.
She doesn't sound like that.
Well, no, she doesn't.
Isn't that offensive?
But
he thinks that you sound like this. Eric, what are you doing?
Hey, no, but I listen. I feel like if I train with her, like she's like a real like tough,
yeah,
like
yeah,
yeah.
You, can't, you need
can't,
it.
You can't. So okay, so like, I guess you know if I train with you, and obviously in the future. So how is this gonna work out?
No, I mean like now. Like, you're gonna start today.
Well, I can't not with her, but I'm gonna train.
Why not?
But if I. I don't know.
You don't have nothing.
I'd rather train with her than with my homeboy Hulk.
So what's a typical day of training somebody?
You might want to rethink that.
What? All right, Hulk, where you at?
So what's a typical day like if I were to train with you?
If you were to train with me, let's say you trained with me every day, right?
Okay.
Oh, that's a lot.
So first of all,
I said one day.
Give me your credit card. No.
Every day.
For example, okay, so we train one day. It's, you know, I'll get you to warm up.
Okay.
Make sure that you're ready for exercise. Not only that, warming up actually induces. That's the wrong word. I need to go back to school. It helps along the fat burning, right?
Okay.
So warm up, get your heart rate up, and then you rest for a couple of minutes.
So
after that, we'll take you through your workout, right? So depending on if you're not really used to working out, I'm just going to throw you in the gym and be like, hey, lift this heavy ass weight. It's like, okay, we need to see where your stabilization is, your balance, your flexibility. Believe it or not, working on these small things.
Your core,
I don't know any of that.
That's the core. The core. You got to get your core right.
Hey, can you touch your toes?
Ooh, the core.
I think.
I can't touch my toes.
A lot of people jacked up on the core.
So all those little muscles that, you know, are going to help you, they're going to help you once you get to actually weight training and doing resistance training. So I put my new clients through these things and they look real simple. I do them and they're like, this is lightweight. This is nothing. And then at the end of the workout, they're like, they're stuffed. And come the next day, they're like, oh my God, I'm so sore. I'm like, I went easy on. And I did. It's just the fact that they're so deconditioned.
Right.
So you got to go through these things and you will lose weight. You'll still get closer to your goal. Right. And then after that, once we have a good core, thank you very much, then we start doing more hypertrophy. And hypertrophy is making your muscles bigger. That's great English. Okay. Making them bigger on the Netflix.
We're going to make your muscles so big and so great. We're making your muscles great again.
I learned more just
they're
right now.
They're going to be big.
Yeah. With her than huge. The other trainer at any time.
Yeah. And then outside of that, you would do cardio.
No.
Outside of
that. No, yoga?
Outside of that, no.
I thought you said yoga. You would do yoga.
Why are you going to do yoga, Jaime?
I thought that's what she said.
No.
You would do yoga.
She's doing real stuff.
She said cardio.
No, I said, and then later we'll eat yogurt.
Yogurt.
Frozen yogurt?
No, Greek yogurt, non-fat.
Oh, wow.
But put a bit of protein in there and some natural peanut butter.
Cottage cheese.
He's so sad.
I was happy about it. Frozen yogurt.
Now, Eric will come up here and we'll have a meeting and stuff throughout the week or whatever. He'll come up here with like a bag of Sonic or like, oh, there goes the lights again.
It's Barb
from Stranger Things. And the TV goes.
The TV turned off.
The TV turned off as well. It's been doing this, I don't know how many times. But anyway.
Maybe it's just someone winking at us. That's maybe the only that's what way it is. To communicate.
Just a nice thing.
See, told you they were, for real. Yep, they're like, yep, that was it.
Yeah,
blinky blink blink,
blinkity blink.
Oh,
right,
you heard of Blinky Bill?
I think so.
No, who's Blinky Bill?
Blinky Bill is a little koala from Australia.
Oh, man. Oh really?
He's extraordinary. You gotta look him up. Look up Blinky Bill.
It's like a kid's show.
Yeah, from way back when I was little.
Blinky blink.
Blinky Bill.
He's but anyway, you're gonna have to curb what you're eating though, Eric.
Mm-hmm.
I lost 5 pounds.
No more tacos.
No tacos.
Five
no Sonic.
Pounds in 3 months.
Yeah, I lost 5
pounds. Look at my Instagram again.
No, it was 14 pounds in total.
I lost 5 pounds just taking off my damn shoes.
So another thing is, you might have lost 5 pounds of muscle.
Yeah, that's probably
not
right.
Not 5 pounds of fat.
Yeah.
Don't tell me that.
And if you're not, if you don't have your water up.
I don't.
Then you're probably going to be working out.
What's that?
Those
is that
two
water?
Times that you did.
Don't they say that's what you lose first is your water weight when you work
so
out?
So guess where your water comes from?
Let Jaime
where,
guess.
Where is water stored mostly? I mean, it's in your whole body, but mainly it is in your muscle.
Oh,
in your muscle.
Oh, the urine?
So, you're also dehydrated, right?
My lips are all dry right now. I am definitely dehydrated.
We don't want to know what you were doing last night. Okay?
You're drinking Diet Dr. Pepper.
We don't want to know.
I'm drinking
okay,
water.
Okay, so that is not something I normally do, but it is zero cal, and it's the only thing I'm allowed to drink outside of my
how many
diet.
Carbs on
thank
there?
You.
It is zero.
No carbs?
Zero carbs.
I'm just getting it right now.
That is good. I'm going to start drinking Coke too then.
No. Just kidding. I'm allowed to because I know what I'm doing.
Right.
Oh, I don't. Sorry.
Yeah, she just came from the gym and
I'm
probably going
like,
to go right
I'm
back
like
to the gym.
I'm like the adult where,
right.
How
you know.
How many times you go to the gym?
Every day.
But three times a day?
No,
just once.
Oh, right. You stay in there about 30 minutes and get out?
We didn't
know. And then she goes home and tries to watch Netflix.
You're there all 8 hours.
I try to watch the Netflix.
For the rest of the night, she works
there,
on her TV.
No, but she works there, right? So you're there 8 hours?
6 till 3.
Good Lord.
Sometimes till 4.
Oh, we don't have time to play her song right.
No, we could do it.
Yeah, we got to play all
right,
song.
So we found out she's very talented in other areas as well.
Yeah,
sure
except
is.
She's like, do you want to hear me sing? And we're like, yeah. And, you know, people say that all the time. Like, hey, you want to see what I can do? Not really, but.
I like how
she plays it, and it was really good.
Eric wanted to cry.
I did. I heard. I was like, God.
He wanted to cry when that stripper was over here shaking it.
What? No, I'm just kidding.
She's going to start rapping.
Mike Will made it.
Right?
If this is to end in fire, then we should all burn together. Watch the flames climb high into the night, calling our Father. Stand by and we will watch the flames burn over the mountainside.
Wow, that's incredible.
Oh my God, you're so talented.
Hey,
go ahead.
She does Pinky in the Brain, or just Pinky. She says no.
How do you
say it? No. Can't say it. And then she sings.
And she works out.
And she works out. Hey, so if you do need to get married.
And I'm an actress.
If you need to get married to stay in this country, I'll go ahead and do that. I'll take a sacrifice.
Oh, that's cool. Because then our kids could go to school for free in Australia.
Can they really?
Yeah, probably. Oh. They just go over, they get a government loan, and then, you know, that's if they incredible. Never actually earn money in that field, they don't have to pay it back.
What?
I'm
going to go over there. Bye.
Next minute, bye, you're straight. Oh, my God.
Bye, Felicia. Oh. Bye, Felicia. All right. I think that's it for today. It's a good day. So we really accomplished nothing other than the fact that you guys lost 5 pounds each, which is good.
Baby. Hey, next
which
week,
is good. I'm you guys are both winners.
Yeah. We're going. So hold what on. How long did we postpone it for?
6 weeks. You didn't postpone. Weeks. You're continuing for 6 weeks.
So we didn't win nothing? I didn't win anything?
So we're going
to you want another 6 weeks.
A little bit more
nobody win nothing.
So will you be back in 6 weeks to see how they do?
Yes, please come back.
I think you guys need to keep in touch with me each week, and we should put like
a goal.
A plan and a goal together that'll reach each week. Like, you check in with me and what be like, yep, this is what I'm doing. What can I have to eat? Can I eat this Pop-Tart? No.
Carrots.
carrots. Actually, carrots are high in carbohydrate for being a vegetable.
So. That's why I don't like them.
I'm nervous.
That's why I don't eat carrots. That's how I stay so thin. That and I throw up a lot.
And Red Bull. Yeah. Red Bull.
And Red Bull.
Yes, Red Bull and carrots. Carrots.
My lack of carrots. That's it.
And treadmill after drinking.
Yes.
You got a great plan. You know what? You should just throw some meth and cocaine in there. Why not?
that's part of my
all day.
That's part of my lose 30 pounds in 2 week plan.
I was actually talking to a friend of mine last night saying about the show and what we're going to talk about. And he's like, well, what is it? What is your recommendation? I was like, I reckon they should just do meth and cocaine like all day.
There you go.
At the end of the day, just take a little bit of marijuana.
Yeah, marijuana. Yeah,
marijuana.
Yeah.
That is not a real recommendation.
Yeah, please don't.
I do not support this message.
Right.
This
statement does not reflect the views or opinions of MZ Now or the MZ Now affiliates in any way. The opinion is the speaker's only.
All right.
Yes. That sounds great.
All right. You have a website, Instagram,
I got
Twitter.
Instagram. It's the Gains Goddess.
Okay.
Because. You know, I'm a goddess and
right.
I have gains.
Right.
Every single guy or girl that's ever built muscle, it's because I gave it to him.
Oh, wow. That's incredible.
I know, right? Yes.
She allows it to happen.
I allow it.
Right.
Bow down.
The Gains Goddess.
I got the Gains Goddess. That's on Snapchat and on Instagram. And my Facebook you can follow is just Dana James.
Okay.
It's spelled funny.
D-E-J-N-A. Yeah, you do spell your name differently.
Dejna. Not Games Goddess. Gains. Like, make gains. There's no games
Hyman.
Here.
Game of Thrones.
Did she think
not
it was
word.
Games
okay,
goddess?
Games goddess.
I thought she played too many games. I thought she was playing games goddess.
You got jokes.
My bad.
Games goddess.
I don't got no Twitter. I don't know how to use it because it's just like the Netflix.
I'm impressed that you know how to use Instagram and
well,
Facebook
actually,
and stuff.
My cousin Anthony, he's actually he's an artist back in Australia, a performing artist.
Uh-huh.
So he dances and does art
stuff. Oh, there you
very,
go,
very, very cool. Anthony what? Peters. That's me. Ooh.
I already have someone like that in my life.
Oh, okay.
And he actually, he started my Facebook for me, and I stepped away from, what was that other one? MySpace.
Mm-hmm.
I was so under MySpace.
How long ago was that?
What are you thinking right there?
That is my cheat meal day, and that is a ice cream shake from Brahms. It's a butter pecan.
Oh, butter pecan.
Butter pecan.
Pecan.
No. Pecan.
No.
The Netflix.
Oh. It's getting hot in here.
It is.
All
it
right.
Is.
Okay, so
the land down under.
The Gains Goddess.
The Gains Goddess.
Ooh,
that's my abs.
Not the Games Goddess, just FYI.
God, dog. Her she tatted up.
One word.
Her body is snatched.
One word. All right.
Snatched.
Are we done? That's not a thing,
no,
by
the
way.
The gay snatch.
No, but
there's no snatch.
Nobody says that.
Snatch. The gays you.
I don't know.
I didn't even know what that was. I just said
man.
It.
Oh, man. Your words are so on fleek right now.
On fleek.
I don't know about that.
All right. We got to go. We'll see you guys next week.
Peace out.
All right. Later.
MZ Now. Online at mznow.tv. Call us up at 1-888-MZ-LIVE-5.